Hello, hello. Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. I'm really excited for this week's episode. We have my friend Mackenzie Fleming on, and we're going to be talking about brand voice. She is a phenomenal copywriter, and I cannot wait to bring that to you. But before we dive in, I do want to announce this is not going out to the public until Wednesday, but for you all, I want you to hear it here first. The Adaptable CEO Mastermind, my mastermind that I've been talking about and teasing for the past 1 month, that is a complete labor of love, is officially open for enrollment. The application to apply is going to be in the show notes. And at the top of the application, there's a link to learn all about it. But essentially, this is a 6-month mastermind where we are going to work together to have you walk away from the 6 months with 2 new platforms. So we're going to build your omnipresence together. So you're going to walk away with at least 2 new platforms plus Pinterest working for you in your business. You are also going to become an adaptable CEO. So you're going to learn how to be a better business owner, a better coach to give the most amazing customer experience, a better service provider if you were a service provider. And I'm so unbelievably excited about it. We're also going to do a lot of mindset work. But the really big focus is having you step away from this mastermind after 6 months, feeling really confident and comfortable in your business, that even if you were to walk away for a week or two because of family things, because of a vacation, you're still going to be able to be making sales. So we're going to build out sales funnels. We're going to build out that omnipresence so that you can be reaching audiences all over the internet. And I am just so freaking stoked about it. You have no idea. So go ahead and head to the show notes to click on the application. And I cannot wait to see who applies. But with that, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, Mackenzie. I'm so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. I feel like it's been a long time coming because I've been following you for a while. And now here I am. It's come full circle.
We love it. We love it. Okay. So to get started, I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners, share who you are, what you do, your story, and then we'll dive in from there.
Yes. So I am a copywriter specifically for coaches and consultants or service providers, and also a messaging coach. As far as my story goes, copywriting has been my thing forever. I got my degree in professional and technical writing and then immediately went to corporate, was working at a Fortune 500 company as a copywriter for several years. And it was just, I'm so sorry. It was just not my jam. I'm such a nerd herd too. I would come home from work every day. And I would be like, oh, I just want to keep writing. I didn't get my fix. So I started looking at I kid you not, Becky. I went on Craigslist a few times and I'm like writing gigs, like looking for a writing, not posting stuff, but like looking at posts. I was on Upwork. I was just doing just literally looking for things to get my fix. And then I stumbled into the B2B tech realm, business to business technology. And I was starting to make a name for myself in that industry. When I went full time with my business, I was focusing a lot on writing for artificial intelligence companies, which is fucking nutso to think about now. And I just kept attracting coaches and personal brands and consultants. And I'm like, I don't adore artificial intelligence and technology. It's so funny too, because I would every time I would have a call with someone and they're interviewing me to be a copywriter for them, part-time or whatever. And they're like, are you good with technology? And I'm like, oh yeah, the best. And it's like, I can't fucking navigate Microsoft Word for the life of me. I can file print on a good day. Anyway, so I just kept attracting coaches and finally was like, this is actually what I enjoy. This is the niche that I love being in, that I feel like I give the most. And, so here I am doing what I love.
Here you are. Okay. So I know that we want to talk about brand voice today. So I think just started off, a question that comes to mind for me is
how does somebody even begin to identify what their voice is when it comes to their business?
Yeah. So first, let me just clarify like what brand voice is. I feel like a lot of people hear this term. And for me, before I knew what brand voice was, it's like you hear voice, you think of audio, but it's yes, what you hear in your audio, what you hear on videos and in your writing and content, all these things, but it's that personality that runs throughout your communication and your messaging. So it's heard everywhere, whether you realize and are intentional about your brand voice or it's just something that is there, like it is there. What I always say is the first step in figuring out like what, how do I want to show up and how do I want to kind of be is taking a look at you and your brand, like your goals and what you want to be doing, the impact you want to make for your specific people and how that kind of relationship and connection you want to build, but also uncovering that edge. Like, what is it for you that naturally, like, not necessarily even stands out, because it can be one of those weird things that you realize about yourself or one of your quirks or something that you don't think is going to make a big difference or no one's going to, like, people are going to think you're weird, but then people connect with it and it becomes their jam and it makes you a human to them. And it breaks that digital wall and forms that bond a lot more. So it's basically the first step is a lot of, as lame as it sounds, like getting introspective, looking at who you are and what you really want to do before you make any big moves of like, this is how I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm. So when you were explaining brand voice, you were saying that whether you like work on it and identify it, or you just are talking, like it's going to stand out in some way, whether you're like intentional about it or not. So with that, why should people care to be intentional about it?
Yeah. I mean, consistency is huge, especially with brand voice and just even in the online space in the form of like how you're showing up. People aren't going to recognize you. You're not going to become a memorable brand or have that memorable voice unless it's consistent. If you're showing up one day and you're speaking in a completely different voice than the next, you also lose credibility. It's like, who is this? I'm not sure. Is she sure? It's also just how you brand voice is how you stand out. And like I said, it's how you connect with your people. It's how you show up and how you form those bonds. And if you're not showing up consistently and intentionally, are you going to get the results you want? Like in any facet in life? No.
That's such a good point. I feel like, you know, it's kind of like those things that people expect to hear from you, or like, you know, over time, people are like, oh, I say this phrase a lot, or I say this term a lot. And they use that in a lot of their branding and it like connects people to them. Like I have a friend in the coaching space and she calls everybody chicken. And like all of her clients now like call each other chicken and like all this thing. And it's like a whole like spiraling effect. And it's gone to the point where like people can identify sometimes who even her clients are because they like adapt to the way that she talks to them in a way. So I feel like that's really powerful brand voice.
100%. Even like when, I mean, I don't know if you listen to this podcast, My Favorite Murder, but they call each other like murderinos and they'll wear shirts and they'll like see each other across, you know, the airport and like, you're a murderino. Like it really does start to connect people beyond just you and your audience, but like people within the audience. I know even I didn't realize this was something I like did all the time, but I'll get on my Instagram stories and be like, hey, Instagram fam. And my boyfriend's sister-in-law follows me on Instagram, watches all my stories. And I went to their house the other day and she's like, hey, Instagram fam. And I'm like, oh, is that a thing now? Like, okay, I'm fine with that. It's just something that people, not really just start to expect, but also associate with you. And when they hear it and they see it and it's like, ding, 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 like that's my girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I still feel like for a lot of people, it's like creating a brand voice. It seems very, I don't know if this is the right word, but for some reason, this is the word that's coming to my brain when I'm thinking about it is like almost elusive. Like they're, it's like this concept, but it's like what, and I know you've already kind of explained it, but it's like, what does it actually look like in full effect kind of? So I don't know if we like, let's like kind of jam on that.
And when you were saying that too, and you're like, I don't know if this is the word, and the word that came to mind for me when I was like guessing what you were going to say is kind of like intangible. It's this thing that you hear about and you hear and like perceive from someone's brand, but like, what is it? And a way to actually make it tangible is to create your own, whether you want to call it your brand voice guidelines, your brand style guide. I call it my brand messaging Bible. And just starting to document those things that keep reappearing, whether it's the language you use and the terms and the phrases, it's the core pillars of your personality, your core brand values, but these things that are reflected throughout your messaging regardless. And that's something your like brand messaging Bible as a whole is something that's so valuable to have for every business owner, but especially if you are outsourcing in any capacity, social media manager, your VA might write a few things, or even I send my brand messaging Bible to my designers if they're going to do even like Instagram templates or, you know, my website, if they're new and they're not familiar with my brand, I send that to them and it helps them just grasp as a whole, like the direction I'm trying to go in. It's such an easy thing. Number one, to keep yourself on track. Like, okay, where am I going with this consistently? Something to refer to, something that just when you're making helps you develop your brand voice, but also something you can hand off. And it takes away like so many different processes of like revisions and edits and questions and back and forth. And it just makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. So for people that are like I can't tell you how many clients that I talk to when we get onto the topic of like branding or like creating content where they're like, they often struggle to even express to me who they are. Like they are like, mm-hmm. I know, let's say they're like, I know how to write, but I don't know what makes me stand out about my writing. Or even I've had clients that have tried to hire out social media support or content writing or something like that. And they're never satisfied because they honestly struggle to identify what are these elements that make my voice. So people that struggle with identifying that, like, do you have suggestions of how to even start to pull apart what are the pieces of your brand voice?
Yeah, kind of like articulating it for yourself before you try to start to hand it off to other people and be like, replicate this. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm talking about when I'm saying like getting to know yourself and your brand and uncovering your edge. And that is its process in its of itself, but, and that can look different for everybody. I know I'm hosting a free challenge in a few weeks and that's the whole day one is figuring out what makes you weird. Like it's called Get Your Freak On day one. Cause we're figuring out that shit that makes you weird and looking at weird questions that you would never expect. Like even like, I don't know, like what is your work quirk? I'm so bad at saying the word quirk. Anyways. Or like, what is that weird thing that you are always doing that people point out to you that you don't even realize yourself? I don't know. I have a whole list of questions that I'll like go through with my VIP clients that I actually write their copy for them and help them develop their brand voice. But it's just looking at things that you think are so, no one cares about that. Like I'm too vanilla for any of my copy to be like loud and proud and stand out and bold, but you're not. You just have to find that right thing, that even little thing that just connects and like clicks with your audience. It's all about not only who you are and who you want to be, but who is your audience, and then finding kind of that middle ground in between, even if it's something little that's like, oh my God, I fucking die for Harry Potter. And like bringing that into your copy, making those references. Like, for example, when I'm writing copy, I feel like Harry Potter doing Wingardium Leviosa. See, I don't know these references, so I'm just living this out. But basically anything, any spells, there you go.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes we also like overcomplicate things. Like, you know, we say we don't know who we are. And then, okay, I'll give an example. I was walking one of my clients today through what she needed to create for an email sequence. And I was showing her an example in one of mine. And I completely forgot, because I think that I sort of black out when I write emails and I forget what I'm saying. And then I read it later. I'm like, oh, I said that. And I made some, honestly, in my opinion, hysterical reference to like needing like, I was talking about building an omnipresence and how it gives you, like, once you build it out, it allows you to have more free time while still getting the same kind of results. And I wrote something along the lines of, like, a bitch needs time to watch Law and Order SVU with a glass of wine and, like, you know, being able to be fully focused so I can identify the perp before, like, Liv and Stabler. And it's like, that's so niche, but it's like those little quirky things that you think are, like you said, vanilla, like everybody right. likes SVU or whatever it is actually the thing that makes you unique.
Right. I'm like over here just applauding any SVU reference, but I couldn't agree more. I feel like those little things that are so easy for other people to identify in you too can be so easily overlooked with yourself, which is why it is so helpful to just like even bring in backup, even just having this conversation with your coach or your social media manager, like if they're willing to sit down for call, like whatever it is, kind of talking through this with people. And another thing that I ask a lot of my VIP clients is, well, how would your best friends describe you? Like, how would they not describe you? What is that thing that you're kind of known for in your friend group? Looking from an outsider's perspective, I know I also worked, I had a like copy coaching intensive with a branding professional a while ago. And she's like, see, this is all things that like I think to ask my clients and I do with my clients, but you just don't, there's like that block, that wall of like when you're looking at yourself, you kind of go blank a little bit. And it's so true.
Yeah, it really is. I was even telling a client yesterday, I was like, you know, I'm really good at telling you what to do and giving right. you the timeline and the strategies. But when it comes to myself, I, you know, sit still for about a month because I'm like, shit, I have to now tell myself what to do. Right, and it's like that same process. But yeah, I mean, I love that we're, that you wanted to talk about brand voice because I do think that it's so important and we often like forget how powerful it can be. Like even, you know, I often like, I'll pick certain things that I'll talk about, or even like I connected with a client that like someone that's a client of mine now, because on her website, she referenced like being the wedding industry's Leslie Knope. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're my person. Like, I love this. And it's like those little references, like I'm kind of reiterating what we've been saying, but it's like those little references that really connect you to your people.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, that's how I kind of found my own brand voice. I preach it so much, but when I was getting into Instagram and transitioning from working with old white men and who don't know what Instagram is or just make money off of it in business technology niche, like, and I'm now having an Instagram for myself and my brand and I'm connecting with people and coaches on there, I was so hesitant to be myself at first and to like let my own brand voice just kind of break through. I would even, I kid you not, like go into, because I had later like the scheduling app, and I would go in and I would put my picture in there and I would write the post how I would write it as myself. And then I would go back and edit it and like take out the F-bombs and take out like the sexual innuendo or whatever like I think is inappropriate. And one day it just auto posted before I remembered to go in and change it. And that's when, yes, I got some hate. And yes, it was just an old man who I'm like, sorry, honey, you're not my target audience anyways. And he's like, well, you don't want to. I'm like, all right, fuck on off then. But then I also got many more people that are like, yes, like you get me, like I get this, I can identify with this and all these things. And that's when things took off for me, when I was like, oh shit, like I don't need to attract everyone, but I can, if I'm myself and as lame as that sounds, be attracting the right people, the people that are gonna pick me time and time again, pay my prices without, you know, trying to haggle, and who are gonna get the best results and like spread the word to their family and friends. And just overall, like that's what makes your business boom, rather than trying to work for everyone and someone like maybe giving them a little bit of, you know, making a little impact, but then, you know, shit got fucked up because I didn't understand, whatever it is. Like the people you're meant to work with are going to take you much further than the people that you're just like kind of scrambling to grab onto.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And like you're saying, like using your brand voice is what's going to bring them to you. Like when I'm speaking my mind and being like, my harsh, like intense self, because that's, you know, that's kind of, that's who I am. It brings forward the clients that I'm looking for. You know, I don't, if you speak to who you're looking for and you speak to the level of client that you want to work with, and you have that energy about you and you utilize that in your brand voice, that's like the power right there. That's how, you know, and I'm sure that you would totally agree, is that like, that's how your copy gets to kind of like sell for you.
Absolutely. And I actually like wrote this in some ad copy I did the other day for my upcoming challenge. But like, for instance, like a good example, my mom will read my, she's on my email list somehow, and she has an account for her dog on Instagram. So she'll watch my shit sometimes, and I'll get that like weekly text reminder. That's like, hi, Mackenzie. I just think if, you know, you tone down your foul language and, you know, your personality a little bit, like you will sound a lot more professional and appeal to clients. I'm like, okay, first of all, you're not my ideal client. Second of all, remind me how many businesses, how many times you've done this. Okay, check back with me later. And then like, I'm getting DMs from other people that are soulmate, like out of my dream clients, that are like, motherfuck, I just saw your ad, I just saw your post, I just stumbled across you and I had to reach out, I'm obsessed, blah, 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 blah. Like, that's who I'm going to work with. That's who I'm going to make money from, rather than my mom, who doesn't need my services anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, not everything that you put out is going to speak to every single person, but it's going to speak to the right people.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. So when it comes to brand voice, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you're like, I really want to say this, your audience needs to hear this?
Oh man.
I know,
it's covered like the basics of, just as lame as it sounds, my biggest thing is just let yourself be yourself, because if you don't, you're just going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what you're missing. And that's the thing that's missing the whole time, is like, you're just not accepting and committing to yourself first before committing to like how you're showing up online, your clients, your audience, and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Okay. So with that, I know that you have something coming up that you wanted to share, and I also want you to share with everybody how they can find you.
Yes. So I have card opening for my brand new launch of my course, Iconic, for building your brand voice and story. That's open December 7th through 14th. So I don't know when this exactly is coming out, but if it's coming out, then go grab it. I am wildly stoked for this. And if not, and if so, either way, go follow me on Instagram, join the Facebook group. That's where I'm hanging out. I would love if you shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know, hey, I found you through Becky. Like, let's be friends. I'm here for it. At Mackenzie B. Fleming, and we'll just jive from there.
Amazing. I love it. So for everyone listening, all of those links will be in the show notes. So go check it out there. And thank you so much, Mackenzie, for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Okay, y'all. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. All of the links and everything that Mackenzie mentioned will be in the show notes, as well as the application for the Adaptable CEO Mastermind, which again, I am so freaking stoked about. So I cannot wait to see who applies. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, share on Instagram stories, tag myself, tag Mackenzie, give us a review, because the more reviews, the more shares, the more ears we can get into, the more lives we can change. So with that, I hope you guys have an amazing week, and we'll see you next week on the If She Did It podcast.